At some point, New Orleans gets so darn hot, you're ready to let someone else do the cooking. Lately, one of my top candidates for that job has been citrus. That's the alchemy of ceviche, the way citric acid from lime or other fruit transforms raw seafood without going anywhere near the stove. The texture tightens, its surface whitens, and the result is a bracingly bright, utterly light seafood dish that feels so in sync with the season. Any coastal area in Latin America is fertile ground for ceviche, and since New Orleans never feels closer to its Caribbean kin than during the blaze of summer, it follows that the dish should feel at home here too. In fact, the best ceviche I've ever had was in a New Orleans home, prepared by a beautiful and talented transplant from Colombia, who was showing off some flavors from her native land. It was different from the ceviche I'd tried at restaurants before. The fish was cut thicker, the marinade was sharper, and the process was quick. Just minutes after my Colombian friend cut into the fish, we were eating it. But most of all, it was her approach. She was so casually confident when whipping it together that I began to see ceviche less as exotic eats and more like eminently fresh comfort food. More recently, ceviche has become a pretty familiar find in New Orleans restaurants. That includes some where the portion is small and the signature of the chef is writ large. But the type of ceviche I crave most is still the big, bold style you get from the Latin American places, working a little closer to the tradition. This summer, I've been on a tear. I took a leap of faith on the ceviche at a mid-city working man's bar called El Rinconcito and was rewarded by a family-sized bowl filled with shrimp and fish and onion. At taquerias around town, like Del Fuego and Casa Borrega and El Gato Negro, I've dredged hot, salty tostadas the size of tea plates through Mexican-style ceviche, loaded with avocado. At the Rue Carré food court on O.C. Haley Boulevard, I've even had takeout ceviche from a walk-up stand called the Pupusa Lady. Then there's Peruvian-style ceviche, which occupies its own artful niche in the ceviche circuit and shows up a few different ways here, too. In Kenner, the hole-in-the-wall Peruvian cafe Las Carnitas serves a modest masterpiece of ceviche, a heap of thick-cut hunks under a drape of thin red onion curls. Meanwhile, in the CBD, there's a full Peruvian menu at a new boutique hotel and bar called Catahoula. In Peru, the darkly seasoned citrusy juice under the ceviche has an evocative name, leche de tigre, or tiger's milk. At Catahoula, the bartenders may encourage you to slurp down any leftover leche de tigre as a toast to your health. They'll even spike the juice with a shot of pisco brandy, following a tradition from Peru. That feels right. When you can find something refreshing and invigorating like this in the slump of a New Orleans summer, well, I'll drink to that. You can see my ceviche list online at wwno.org.